Today it's 5 o'clock Friday at the factory. A Texas doctor closing out a hectic week hoped it to be his final medical appointment. He stared at a Q-tip that was devoid of cotton at both ends. This Q-tip must have gotten right up against 5 o'clock Friday at the factory, the doctor muttered. In the span of 1 week recently, I felt that my photograph might be placed alongside a customer is always wrong essay, thinking my value to be about the same as a cottonless Q-tip. On 3 occasions, I was done wrong. In each case, I felt as if I'd been hit full in the face with a blivet, a rural term coined by a farm boy whose job it was to feed the hogs. He said a blivet describes a 5-gallon bucket containing 10 gallons of hog slop. Okay, maybe my beefs didn't rise to that degree of disappointment, but surely the requisites for a Frankfurter foul-up have been met. Maybe you've had a similar week or plowed through a clinker recently. Whatever, I've chosen to smile about my misadventures, now making headway toward a smiley face expression, one that started with a deep frown. I've opted, though, to rattle some chains at Best Buy, the Carnation Company, and Sam's Club. Let me offer details in order of my chagrin. At Best Buy, attempts to buy a new computer went awry. I used my credit card for the purchase, understanding there'd be an additional charge for data transfer and extended warranty. When it became evident the data transfer to the new computer would be delayed, I decided to forego the purchase. I returned to the sales clerk, the computer box still unopened, about a half hour later, requesting that the transaction be voided. I got the obligatory, "No problem," response. But there was a problem. He voided the charge for the computer only, and when I questioned him, he said that I would need to void the remaining $180 balance online. Well, that didn't sit well with me, but I decided to play it out. Back home, I was never able to explain my problem effectively to 2 Best Buy online responders. After an hour, I gave up. I sent 2 emails to Best Buy's media relations email address, but the only responses were that 2 emails from me had been received. 2 days later, I received an apologetic phone call from a local Best Buy manager. He promised to void the charge, adding that the salesman should have given me the option of handling the matter by phone. The clerk didn't, though, perhaps leaning right up against 5 o'clock Friday at the factory. Second is an ongoing issue with plastic cap removals from Carnation instant breakfast cartons. Neither my wife nor I can do so without pliers. I sent emails to the media relations office. Again, I received emails that mine had arrived, but nothing more. Is this not a legitimate beef, or at least chopped liver? Now on to Sam's, where I purchased new eyeglass lenses in January. The technician indicated there'd likely be a bill later for charges not covered by insurance. I understood. I really did. In March, the expected bill arrived in my mailbox, and I sent a check for $125, expecting a paid in full acknowledgement. 3 months later, however, I received a second statement balance due for the same amount. With but a vague recollection of the earlier notice, I almost wrote another check. Instead, I called customer service, learning that the bill had indeed been paid, so I could, as she said, just tear it up. Well, I'm in the slack-cutting mode in all 3 instances. Many customers, I'm thinking, would simply have written a check for the second eyeglass billing since there was no indication of a past due reminder. I'm just saying, I don't think it was a trick, but who knows? Let's be eternally vigilant. Corner-cutting seems to be prevalent in our world, so we should be vigilant at every turn. Too many, it seems, are right up against 5 o'clock Friday at the factory, somewhere, perhaps everywhere. Don Newberry, till next time.